This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The trial for the man who's accused of killing 10 people in a Boulder grocery store continues this week. The 25-year-old faces more than 100 felony charges and has been hospitalized for several years at the state's mental health hospital. The victims include those who were shot and killed, including a Boulder police officer responding to the shooting, and people who escaped from the store during the attack. Many of those people have been called to the stand to give firsthand accounts. Colorado will get $361 million in federal funding for its health insurance programs. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The money is coming via what's called pass-through funding. Instead of the federal government holding on to savings made by Colorado through a pair of its health programs, the money goes back to the state. Adam Fox is with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.
We still have a long way to go to get to a point where healthcare is really, truly affordable for all Coloradans. But the increase in pass-through from last year to this year is significant.
A recent survey from the initiative found many residents delay or go without healthcare due to the high cost. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And heads up, foodies, Colorado's second Michelin guide is out now. The French company lists some of the state's best restaurants, bars, and hotels. There was only one new Michelin star restaurant this year, Denver's Alma Fondafina. All five restaurants that earned a star last year retained them in the new guide. You can find the list at CPR.org. Thanks for listening to CPR News. It's 7:06 with more Colorado Matters next.